Be on the Side of God by Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. It is always a good idea to get on the side of God, especially when you find yourself having to make a decision who to side with, the world or God. A lot of times it seems easier to side with the media or Hollywood or with our peers because they seem so dominant in our lives. Practically every day and every moment you turn on the TV or the internet, the media is always having its opinion, and you get this feeling that the whole world thinks that way. Then when you watch a movie, your friends and family or co-workers wonder if you've seen it too. Before long, you're talking about it with them. You start to think again, it's what we should be thinking and accepting. It's hard to resist the world around us. We will think the way people around us are thinking. Who we associate with eventually has a point of view and opinion that can end up influencing ours too. But when push comes to shove, and you're wondering who is right and who will win in the end, choose God. With the Lord, the righteous always win, because He never changes. He will be faithful to His word until the end. No one can ever go wrong choosing God. It profited Noah that he chose to do what is right in God's eyes. When the time came that God had had it with the wickedness of the world and felt terrible that He ever made the world, Noah's righteousness kept him from getting destroyed with the rest of the world. As a matter of fact, the Lord changed His mind about completely giving up on the world because of Noah. When He saw Noah, God had hoped to rebuild the world back to its newness again, which is Noah and his family, by cleansing the world with a flood. So the Lord talked with Noah and instructed him how to build an ark that will save not only his family and his children's wives, but also the animals in this world. So, two by two and in pairs, God chose the animals who were to enter the ark and save them with the rest of Noah's family. The rest of the world perished in the flood because of their wickedness. While Noah and his family were safe and sound in the ark that God had told them to build. The Bible states that in Noah's time, everything people ever thought of was constantly wicked. Not only did they think it, they also did and acted what they thought. So the world was filled with violence and murders and all kinds of wickedness in Noah's time. It grieved and saddened God so much that He had to cleanse the world from it. There was no one else who wanted God except Noah and his family. Remember, the world is Satan's dominion. God had given it to him when Adam and Eve handed their rights to him when they fell at Eden and sin entered the world. We are living in the realm of Satan's dominion right now. That's why more than ever, it is vital to have the Spirit of God so we can have the power to resist him and the way this world around us thinks. God has made this possible through the precious blood that He has shed at the cross at Calvary through His Son, Jesus Christ. All we need to do is talk to Jesus and call on His name for us to be saved and be filled by His Spirit. We don't have to fall for the lies of this world that Satan runs if we don't want to. God has made a way out for us through calling on His name, Jesus. It will seem like a thought or an idea that we hear from the world sounds reasonable enough. But when we put it to the light of God's Word, it can turn around and be completely off. It doesn't matter what the source of it is, whether it's from a talk show or podcast or a movie. If an idea or a thought wants us to turn away from God's Word and from talking to Him, then it is wrong. We don't want anything that will turn us away from the Lord or from doing what is pleasing to Him. More than anything, we want to love and embrace the Word of God, not turn away from it. So, if you're starting to feel that God's Word or the Bible is the one that's wrong, then you know something is amiss. When your heart is starting to question the validity of God's Word because it doesn't seem to make sense to you, it's time to start talking directly to the Lord and ask Him exactly what He thinks about it. God's Word will never lie. The writers that wrote the Word of God were under His influence as they wrote what He said to them. They weren't just mere men, but they were holy men of God, under the influence of the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit. God Himself was speaking to them. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1 verse 21. Remember, Satan was subtle when he lured Eve to disobey God at the Garden of Eden. We need to be very careful with the way the world thinks and speaks, because whatever they do, you can guarantee Satan's behind it. We need to watch and talk to the Lord all the time for His direction, because Satan is the father of lies. He is subtle in his way of lying. Remember, he runs the world. He can make the Word of God sound like it's wrong or it's off. Check with the Lord first and talk to Him and search His Word for His voice on any issue before coming to your conclusion. Don't just take the world's word for it. Don't just take what the world thinks about it. Seek the Lord. Talk to Him and wait on Him to show you what He thinks, because He will. He is a wonderful and gracious God. He will not wait long to reveal to you what you're desiring from Him, especially when you're seeking for His truth. He loves those that seek after Him for truth. His desire is to save us from the wickedness of this world. If you have a question about the way people think and what to feel about it, ask Jesus. He will show you the way. It is always good to be on the side of God, even if it feels like the majority of the world is on the opposite side of your conviction. Remember Lot, Abraham's nephew? He lived at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Again, like Noah and his family, Lot and his wife and two daughters were the only ones that were able to escape the fire and brimstone that fell from heaven when God burned Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah were into such wickedness and lewdness, God came in and did something about it. Lot's wife would have been saved too if she had only obeyed until the end. But even though she was out of Sodom, her heart was still in it. And she turned around and looked back when the angels of the Lord had instructed them not to. God turned her into a pillar of salt for disobeying. So even if the majority of the world seemed to think a certain way, but it goes against the Word of God, don't fall for it. Always be on the side of God. Always choose God. Don't let the world pressure you to think and feel like them, because we know God wins in the end. It may not sometimes look like it, but God is still very much in control of the whole world, and it is ending. It doesn't matter how loud and obnoxious and scary the world looks and sounds with their voice of wisdom and knowledge and ideas. More and more, they seem to be getting their way for a long time now. But be patient with the Lord. He will win in the end. He is very merciful and desires for all of mankind to come to repentance and be saved. The world is barking loud and strong right now. But I guarantee you, and the Word of God guarantees us, God is still in control. Remember, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10, verse 38. And we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. So hang in there. And continue to choose the Lord, because He is faithful until the end. He will never leave us, nor forsake us. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank You, Father, that You are always good and merciful, and are ever patient with me. Your desire is for me to come to repentance and be saved. I thank You, Savior, that You love me so much that You came down and died at the cross at Calvary to save me from my sins and from the power of the principalities of this world. Satan can never defeat me if my hope and trust is in You. Through You, I will win in the end. No matter what happens, as long as I remain steadfast and faithful to You. Savior, please, Lord Jesus, please, Father God, save me. Save me today, Lord, from all these lies that surround me everywhere in my world today. Everywhere I turn, the enemy is roaring like a lion and desiring to destroy me. It is getting very scary, Lord, that many times I am getting snared to think like the world and talk like the world because it feels like it's the right thing to do. Please, Lord, fill me with more of Your Holy Spirit and with more love for You, so that I will be able to tell the difference between Your voice and the voice of the enemy, who is so subtle and out to destroy me. I cannot fight him on my own, Lord Jesus. I need You. Please come and save me. Please, Lord Jesus, save me today and grant me Your peace. Let not the wicked triumph, but let the righteous be glad. I pray all of these things in Your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. I thank you, Father. Amen.